Welcome to the Easy Yoga Podcast with myself, Gemma Neese, Easy Yoga founder, author, yoga coach, and relationship coach. It is my pleasure to have you here and for you to feel energized, calm, happy, and for you to have the perfect relationship with yourself, your partner, and your family without seeing a family therapist, changing your personality, or leaving your job. You will learn techniques and things to help you guide you through a better life through health, meditation, yoga, journaling, nutrition, and all things yoga, for you to have the life you deserve and crave, and for you to love yourself on a soul level. Thank you so, so much for being here today, and I am so grateful and so full of love to have you here. Enjoy this next episode. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode from Easy Yoga, all things relationships, well-being and yoga. And today my very special guest with me is Sunita Sandeep, and she is a trauma-informed transformative executive coach helping high-achieving and high-functioning women break free from their inner struggles of anxiety, overwhelm, burnout, fear to reach higher professional success with deeper personal fulfillment. And she also is a TEDx speaker and also a certified meditation mindfulness teacher, positive psychological practitioner, trauma support specialist, and an integrative wellness inner transformation coach. So welcome. Thank you so much for being here. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much, Gemma. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, really, really good. So how did you kind of get into what you're doing now? Like, what's your story or what's your backstory?
Yeah, I speak about this in my TEDx talk as well. Basically, just went through, not just, but about 15, 16 years ago, I went through a medical surgical error that left my left arm kind of numb and no feelings and sensations. Wow. And it was a trauma that I had to, it took me many years to heal the trauma. I also experienced a lot of PTSD, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, quite a lot of those. And I think it took me a few years, 15 years, to be at this stage and then trying to help other women who are in a similar situation. So that became my catalyst, my trauma. And the TEDx talk is how trauma can create a positive change. That's what I would like to give a message to people, like how our internal struggles and sufferings and trauma can be used as a catalyst to awaken us into our potential.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. And what do you kind of, on the TEDx talk, we can obviously listen to it. I will put the link down below. But what do you kind of go into? Is it all about being a positive in a positive mental state, or for the high achieving people?
Yeah, so for the high achieving, I think it's so I usually talk about this in the four stages of our consciousness, just as how we humans evolve. The first one, I think a lot of your viewers are aware, and probably you're also aware, is the victim consciousness, right? So whatever is happening in the surrounding is impacting me, and I can't do this, and I can't do this. And then we give them tools to empower them into a second state. So that's the second stage of our consciousness. We feel we are in control. We feel that we can change our attitude to life. We can have different perspectives to life. Like, let's say we are thinking negative. We can think positive. We can feel that we have the ability to take control of our life. And then we lead that life. That's more on the empower consciousness. The third level, or the stage of consciousness, is where I see a lot of high achieving women, high performing and high functioning women, who are usually, there's also an age factor there. Usually they are 40 plus. And then everything seems to be going fine on the outside. It's like a success on the paper. Yeah. Yet internally, there's a lot going on with them with respect to unfulfillment, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. And it's very difficult to point to a certain situation and then say, this is causing the problem, because it all feels fine. The relationship is there. It's not the best, but it's okay. Kids are doing what they need to do. The work is fine. Yet they fall into that place of unfulfillment. There is a deeper yearn, deeper desire within to experience life in a more intimate way. And this is where most of my the women I work with. And then the third stage of that consciousness is a kind of more tapping into the feminine potential rather than just the masculine potential. For me, masculine is more about empowering, doing things.
Yes.
And then we slowly move into the feminine potential, which is more of an openness, which is more of a tenderness, a vulnerability, an acceptance, and embracing the beginning of our awakening journey, so to speak. So this is what I do. I take them, and it's a very different way of handling these set of women, because traditional methodologies can go against them.
Yeah.
Because there is no 10 things to do here. In fact, the more they try to go with, okay, there are 10 steps that I'm going to take to do, the more they're going to go away from their peak potential. So it's a very different way of taking their journey from that masculine potential to more tender, open, willingness kind of a potential. So I usually use the word, the personal will that is happening in the empowered stage of consciousness moves into a more open and willingness rather than personal will. That's the journey that I take them to.
That's amazing. I really love that. And for like traditional burnout, I suppose a lot of women, including myself, have had this.
Yeah.
So does that include, or your course includes things that burnout, well, to stop burnout, basically?
Yeah. So burnout, again, is just a symptom. So as any of our mental health, like anxiety, depression, panic attacks, and a whole list, chronic pains. I mean, you come from the yoga background. So from a chronic pain, we understand that there is a deeper thing that is people are holding on to or suffering that just comes out as a symptom. So for me, burnout is just one symptom. And a lot of the people that I work with have gone through many, many different methodologies before they come to me, because for the burnout, I think there is a hidden internal holes. Like usually I call it, one is on the mental level, at the psychic level, which is all about being like a perfectionist or being like a people pleaser or being like, you know, I want to be in control, I need to do everything, overachiever, overfunctioner. And they kind of derive their identity from success and achievement.
Yeah.
But that's at the mental level. And then we go into the emotional level. What are the fears that is driving them to be the way they are doing? They're just chasing after, they're on this hamster wheel. What is the fear that is holding on? That's more on an emotional hold. So diving deep into the aspects of fear of being worthless, fear of being lonely, fear of being unloved, fear of being insignificant in life. So these are all the fears more from an emotional body perspective. And then finally, we go down to the level of identity crisis. Wherein once you let go of all of these things, who will I be, right? And then there is an existential hold, which we usually see at the gut level. So burnout is just a symptom, and unless and until we identify the root causes at the mental level, at the emotional level, at the gut level, at the somatic level, it's way difficult to get to the root. And we will just be in this vicious cycle, do this, do that. And it can get more stressful for people who are already getting burned out to do 10 other things in addition to do what they're doing.
Yes, definitely. And with the dark side of high achievers, would that kind of come under that kind of role, I suppose?
Yeah. There's a deep dark side of being a high achiever. There is also this imposter syndrome. A lot of us, somehow it's very, very common among high achiever and high performers that they feel that they are fake. There is also this thing about the high achievers is like, there's an expectation, an inbuilt expectation for high achievers that they should not be asking for help, or they should not, because they are the ones that people usually come to, right? Because they take a lot of responsibility, whether at work or whether at home. And especially women, it's like, okay, the kids, whatever they need to do, or the taking care of the family, taking care of the spouse, like taking care, yes, of their spouse. And it's just like, we feel that we are that, that energy, we are that force keeping everything together. And it's that, I can't break down, I can't be vulnerable. Yeah. That what's going to happen to everybody. So there is the dark side to that high performing and the high functioning kind of a mentality. And at some time it breaks down. It's like you cannot go on. There is a limit, there's a ceiling that you will hit.
Yeah.
That's a typical dark side that I see. And again, the dark side is more about an identity that has been created based on our achievements, because maybe growing up we were always praised for being for achieving, for succeeding, yeah, for finishing our assignments, or for getting all A's, or for winning that prize or so. And then somehow we have associated that activity of winning and success to being loved or being recognized, yeah, or being worthful in life. So for us to just get away from that, it's okay to be not worthful and then see what it feels like, yeah, is a very different journey. And then sitting with those emotions, sitting with those feelings and going through them is what will take them away from that dark side, yeah, to really tapping into that potential of being a high achiever and a high performer.
Yeah, because I suppose when you are a leader, you're a high achiever, high performer, you survive on that adrenaline that you get every single day because, yeah, you're amazing and that you know your job and that you're doing all these different things.
Yeah.
But then to keep going at that level, you can't. So then how do you kind of come back from that? So like recovering in a way that,
yeah,
you are still an amazing achiever, but you need to kind of scale back a little bit.
Yeah. So again, it's just, as I mentioned about clearing things and clearing and understanding and unlearning a lot of things that we have worked on or built over the years, or almost decades for many women. It's just unlearning, unhooking certain things. And then first of all, see that there is another perspective in life, which is a typical mindset 101 that, yeah, we all start with. And again, as I mentioned, it's again on the emotional level, and then seeing what is the drive that is driving what they need to be doing. Is it another, like, you know, personal will that it has to do and I need to do, yeah, and I have to do because I am that way? Is that fear driving them? Or is the fear of inspiration? Nobody will ever find out about me. Am I still okay to do what I want to do? Nobody will ever know. I don't have to go on the social media and post that I'm doing this. And still you're doing certain things. So that's the inspiration, because it just naturally flows and that there's no reason why you have to be doing, but you just do it because, yeah, for the love of it, you just enjoy and you happen to be doing at that point. That's all it is. Yeah. So taking them from that and making them realize that what's the feel that drives them, to slowly tapping into their truth, which is all about the deeper level of our consciousness, going within, inside, and then tapping that that innate intelligence that I feel we all have. We literally have, like, we all have. I can 100%, like, you know, guaranteed say that we all have that intelligence within us. We all are made of the same substance. So just tapping into that and then seeing, oh, this is who I am at a deeper level. So then what happens is all the other identities that we have associated ourselves will naturally start losing, like the grip loosens more and more. And when we feel a little bit free enough, like there is a little bit of a freedom and there's a little bit of a space to move around wherever we want to, yeah, then the consciousness, a deeper part of our consciousness, starts waking up, and then it leads a very simple life, which is very much in alignment with who we are. And it starts using our gifts and talents. Like, we are high achieving, we are high performing. Yes, so be it, do it. But then the internal state of who we are is not affected by whether you succeed or whether you fail. And so given a chance, would I want to succeed? Yes, I want to succeed. But the internal well-being does not care whether you succeed or fail, because if you think about it, life really doesn't care whether you win or lose.
Yeah.
Right? Life is life. Life keeps happening. That's the reality that is happening. And we make belief structures about winning or losing, about this much money or not this much money. Practicality starts taking more. You need money for certain things, you will go get that money.
Yeah.
So the shift happens between what I think I need to what is actually needed. So shift happens from what I want to what is needed in the moment, practicality. And that feels like that's the most aligned. There is abundance there. That's literally the reality.
Yeah.
And we run away from it.
Yes, we do a lot. And then we kind of come back to it with self-help is the buzzword at the moment. And there's so many books, podcasts, everything out there about self-help. But most of these self-help things don't really work. And why is that, do you think?
Yeah, again, self-help, it's very important. So a lot of times what happens for a lot of women that I work with, or generally a lot of other people too, is you need to apply the right methodologies at the right stage of your consciousness.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't give a methodology about doing 10 different things and you can do it and you will do it kind of a methodology and a teaching for somebody who needs to start letting go, because they will again get back into the same circle, same vicious cycle. That is exactly what we need to break them from, right? And then somebody who needs to let go and relax, you cannot give them the other way too, that somebody needs to go and do certain things in life because they are more in a victim stage of consciousness. They really need to get into the empowered state. They really need to do certain things, build their skills, put in some effort. You cannot give them a teaching of, oh, just let it go and let it be and everything will fall in place, right? So it's a very balanced, like if you, we all know that there is being and there is doing. Right? So it can't just be doing and it just can't be being, but wherein the doing happens from the being is where we ultimately want to be. The doing that needs to come out from our human expression needs to be very much in alignment with our being. And if they are not synchronized, that's where we will have issues. And that is what is That is what has been happening for many. And then once they start tapping into that being nature, which is a more feminine way, feminine energy, doing automatically starts happening. We all are very good at doing. We know how to get things done, right? Like our minds are pretty good at looking for solutions and doing things and getting things done. So that's what it is. The whole self-help is making sure that the right tool is given to the right person. Otherwise, it's actually detrimental sometimes.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Now we are going to go to a short break. See you the other side. Hey, I am so excited to tell you about Zen Core Yoga. I am an ambassador for this amazing yoga clothing company, and they want to spread the benefits of yoga because those who stick with regular yoga practice report themselves to be happier and healthier in life, like me, of course. And Zen Yoga is a Swedish clothing company that designs products for the yoga lifestyle. The company was founded in 2017 and has since then grown to over 70,000 loyal followers all over the world. And these yoga products are absolutely incredible. They are so soft. They have beautiful leggings, beautiful colors, beautiful yoga bras, and they are just incredible. And
They are building deep relationships within the yoga community and have gained invaluable insights and understanding of the quality and function of yoga products. Because let's face it, you know, you just could get a cheap pair of leggings and they just go all funny. Whereas these products are absolutely beautiful. Really, really nice. So head over to zencoreyoga.com and in the checkout, type in YogiGemma15 for a 15% discount. So go over zencoreyoga.com and it's YogiGemma15. So I will see you on the other side. And a lot of people say that I am very positive and that I try and keep myself positive, but actually sometimes I do have down days as well. But yeah. Why should we stop forcing ourselves to think positive every single day? Because I need to stop doing that as well.
Yeah. So again, negative and positive are the opposite sides of a polarity. You're negative sometimes, you think negative sometimes and you feel negative or you think positive and you feel positive. On a spectrum, it's just opposite sides of the polarity. Mm-hmm. However, there are times in our life where it's okay to, but before I go there, I think one thing to realize is not that if we sit enough with each other and just understand how things are happening, we know that we specifically don't want to think negative.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a choice that we say, okay, I'm going to sit negative. It is happening. It's happening for a reason. And then if you try to force yourself to think positive all the time, you may succeed. But again, that is more of a personal will and using a lot of your willpower to think positive. But then if you take the courage and surrender into, why am I thinking negative? Because who we are naturally, our deeper state, is neither positive nor negative. It's just practical, it's just reality. Okay? But then just to counter the effects of negative thinking, we will say things like, oh, everything happens for a reason, everything is okay. But then what is happening is the problems that are there that is causing your negative thought patterns are not being dissolved. The attention of you, your consciousness, is just taking on a different perspective.
Okay.
However, the negative thoughts and feelings and sensations that are actually in our somatic body is just sitting there. The minute you let go the thought process or the hold on positive, you're going to shift back to negative because that has been your natural state there.
Yeah. Right?
So the important aspect is not about whether I need to be thinking negative or thinking positive, is more to go into the thinking reality. How does our mind create thoughts? And how can it be creative in the reality of the situation? Not by pretending to be positive or by negative.
Yeah.
Because minds operate extremely well when they're given reality. And I think that's the shift we need to be making. And how do we make that shift is not to run away from negative thoughts and feelings, instead go towards them and then see, why am I thinking this way? Why am I feeling this way? Because there is always a conditioning. There is always a reason why we think the way we think, why we feel the way we feel. Right? And that's where a lot of inquiry-based practices, a somatic kind of healing, and then there is also repressed emotions and suppressed emotions, and especially if somebody has gone through trauma or any kind of a conditioning that we would have gone through as a child or even in our early adulthood or even in a day-to-day basis, situations can create a lot of those thought processes. So just going sitting with them and then opening ourselves to it and then going through that and then allowing them to come through us.
Yes.
And then do whatever they need to do and express them in a way, safe way. When I say express them, like somebody the other day, there was a woman, it's like, how can I express my anger? I don't want to express my anger. Mm-hmm. So what is called is not suppression of your emotion. What is not called is expression of your emotion. It's a process called as transmutation. Wherein through your presence, you allow all kinds of energies, all kinds of emotions, all kinds of sensations to pass through you They do what they need to do, and then they transmute into presence, because that's healing.
Yes.
That's healing. That's all it is, right? Because what we do is we don't want to look at our negative thoughts. We don't want to look at our negative patterns. So we build forts. We build layers over it.
Yeah.
To make sure that then we don't want to experience any one of those. But at the end, it's just an experience. It's just an experience. That's all.
Yeah, because you are moving through it, you're feeling it. And also, I've for people that normally listen to this podcast, you will know that I've had trauma through a miscarriage in 2012, I think it was. I don't even remember the date now. But for me, I had to move through all of this trauma, this healing. And then how is it important, especially moving through this trauma in the coaching profession? Because I suppose a lot of your people that you work with are in the coaching business or high achievers.
It's extremely important to be trauma informed at this level, because this is not about choose this perspective versus this perspective. It's not just a mindset kind of a training. It's more really going into the depths of our being, going deeper. And the minute you go deeper, there's a lot of those things that are stored that's going to come out. Trauma healing is, it has to be done in a very safe way. The person needs to feel safe, the trauma emotions need to feel safe to come out and talk, to come out and get released. And if that is not done, any other work that you keep on doing, building over it, it's just other layers and layers and layers, with some days just gonna crash. And not only it's gonna crash, it's gonna start showing in your body as a lot of anxiety, depression, those mental illnesses, or it'll start showing as chronic pain, chronic fatigue, insomnia in your body, or on an emotional level as severe sudden emotional outbursts, anger issues, feeling extremely lonely, and then too much fear. So if just building layers on layer, that's gonna happen. Instead, what does it take to clear the layers? That's important. So the journey is all about clearing and less about adding anything more.
And what are two takeaway points from today's conversation?
So one definitely is allowing ourselves to be a little bit more accepting, more willing and accepting to what the reality is giving us. Because when you become one with the reality, or when you can really see the reality, a deeper intelligence starts operating. So the first step is just an acceptance internally, internally of what's happening, and not beating ourselves up for the way we are, and knowing that everything that we are is our conditioning. So that's the number one step. And the second step is, of course, awareness of who we are. We need some place to ground ourselves, something to ground ourselves. So, and I think that's one. And then the third one I want to add also is not running away from our negative emotions. And instead of trying to feel better, our shift has to happen to becoming better at feeling, which means now we accept the complete spectrum of human emotions, with the mess and with the best of it. And the minute we try to accept both sides of the spectrum is when a deeper intelligence naturally starts flowing, because we are not holding on to anything, we're not resisting. So those probably three will be like the takeaways for anybody to just go do it by themselves.
Perfect. Oh, thank you so much. And what are your what's your website or your social media channels?
So I can be contacted on my website, www.sunitasandeep.com. And I also have a 1-hour free masterclass there, wherein I talk about the shifts and my program. It's called as the AWAKE program, AWAKE. It's an acronym for each of the 5 shifts that I take them through: awareness, within, conscious action, kindling our truth of authenticity, our authentic self, and finally embodied engagement. So it's a 5-shift process that I take them with, and that's a masterclass. And then I also have a free ebook that they can download that talks about the same. So everything is on my website, sunithasandeep.com.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. It's been incredible talking to you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me here, Juma. It's an absolute, I really appreciate what you're doing by, you know, just raising awareness about all of these ways of being. So thank you so much for having me here.
That's all right. And thank you for the work you do as well. You do incredible work.
Thank you. Thank you, Juma.
Oh, so as always, I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. So please leave a comment or tag me on social media using @YogiGemma. I'm always so grateful to hear your thoughts. And thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. I will be back next week with another one, another fun episode for you guys to listen to. And also please leave a review on iTunes or like and subscribe to this podcast because it really means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and I will see you very soon.